Okay, so today is the big decision. It's going to be decided on whether you guys are going to be able to get a hold of the Bonacord baths. I guess the first question to ask is, how are you feeling? How is the group feeling?
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, I think we're all pretty tired, to be honest. You know, because we're all doing this voluntarily and have been for quite a few months now. And yeah, it all comes down to today. So we've put in a lot of effort just in the last few weeks to really raise the profile of the whole thing. And also done a lot of more subtle sort of lobbying of councillors and that sort of thing. So we put an awful lot of time and energy into it. So we just hope it all goes our way later today.
I mean, it has been a long slog, hasn't it? You guys have been working really, really hard for months on end. It has seemed like a really long time ago, the first time I spoke to you.
Yeah, it has, yeah. And, you know, we did an awful lot of work before that. But this latter phase, you know, we've had a pretty good coordinated campaign. And I think we've built it up over the recent weeks to hopefully a bit of a crescendo with the rally we had on Saturday just gone. And as I say, you know, some fairly intense discussions with some of the key councillors. So I think we've done all we can at this stage.
I mean, that was a really great demonstration over the weekend. It saw loads of people turn out. How was that to see everybody gather under one cause?
That was fabulous. I mean, I was really very sad not to be there myself. I had to go and see my dad down south, who's not very well, so I missed it myself. But yeah, I mean, I think the count was somewhere between 200 and 250 folk there, and you know, it was superb, and it was a really great demonstration of you know, what we've been saying for a long time and what Facebook has been saying, I guess, with the support we've had. But you know, we really wanted people to come out and just, you know, demonstrate that with a real practical sort of show of support, and they really responded fantastically.
And obviously the decision is going to be made this afternoon, and Jenny Lane, council leader, came out as supporting your guys' bid. We spoke to the conveyor of the committee making the decision, Ross Thompson, on Monday.
Yeah.
He came out as supporting the bid. I mean, do you get caught up in that? Or are you still kind of, you know, wanting to be real and knowing that this could really go any way?
Yeah, I think we're trying to keep our feet on the ground. I mean, we have had some fantastic, you know, vocal support and people prepared to go on record, you know, from the council. So, you know, that has been a fabulous surprise, to be honest. None of us really thought that they would probably do that. And we have even better, actually, today. We've had some indication unofficial that the officers themselves are actually going to recommend our proposal over anybody else's. So I don't know. I mean, you know, weird things happen in Aberdeen and as elsewhere, and you never know till the fat lady sings. So we're trying to keep our feet on the ground till we know for sure.
And for those that haven't heard before, what happens when, if you do get that seal of approval and you find out that the Bonacord baths are yours?
Well, yeah, that's actually a great and the most important question, because that's when the real work starts. I mean, we have a huge job to do if that does, is what turns out later today, because we have to begin the huge task of raising an awful lot of money to bring those baths back to life, and you know, a huge amount of money before we can even think about bringing them back to life in terms of being open is to repair the building, sort out some of the historic problems and neglect, you know, that 10 years or so of no investment really have reaped on the building. So, you know, it's a massive job, but we can't really start that. We can't get the big money from Historic Scotland and Heritage Lottery and all these other funders unless we have this issue of ownership tied up. So, you know, I think that's the bit we've hopefully convinced the council that without them really supporting us and giving us this opportunity, then, you know, there is no other way to attract the big money that can make the project happen.
And in the last few days, you guys released images of the artist's impressions. I guess those really do live up to what your guys' vision is to keep the Art Deco feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the purpose for that was really to demonstrate, you know, that we're not just going to kind of put a lick of paint around and put a few, you know, new seats in and that sort of thing, and hope that'll work. We are going to renovate the pool and bring it up to great, you know, enjoyable, fabulous modern standards. New heating system using renewable energy, you know, all sorts of new innovations and how to use the space and other parts of the building. But, you know, absolutely with a respect for the heritage and the Art Deco unique nature of the building, and hopefully those images really show that.
And last of all then, how do you think the support has been over the few months that you have been leading up to this from people in the public and from the council? How do you think they have, you know, showed your support?
Well, I mean, the public have been absolutely superb right from, you know, day one, really, with the Facebook campaign. We did the crowdfunding using Just Giving crowdfunding. You know, people got behind those things very, very quickly. People have sent letters and lobbied the councillors as we requested. You know, people have really put some great time into it. We really didn't know as far as the councillors and the officers go. I mean, I have to say, up until today, I really thought the officers of the council who will be making a recommendation at the meeting later, you know, were probably not going to recommend our proposal, but it seems, you know, they are going to. And one by one, we seem to have garnered real support from the councillors who will make the decision. So, you know, it's unbelievable, really. And, yeah, we're pretty over the moon about it. Just pretty tired as well.